There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
JB and Alma texting, and I hate we are here again. Well, man, the one constant in life is change. So instead of, being afraid of it, I heard, what do you call that guy in Little Rock? A haircut? What do you call it? The guy with the hair on TV? What do you call him?
Who?
Sully. What do you call him? Haircut? The hair?
The hair.
The hair.
I refer to, or a helmet head.
He said yesterday, I hate coaching searches. Man.
You're in
the
wrong.
This is what everybody's watching, man. This is the whole world is watching.
That's right.
The whole world is watching. I mean, who hates coaching searches? And on the TV news, it's easy. You don't have to do any fact-finding at all. Just rip and read, man.
You put up highlights.
No.
This is the best time of year.
All you have time to say on the news is, hey, if such and such, their ESPN's reporting this, CBS is reporting that. There you go. Find some video. Move on. And the Travs won. We'll have more at 10.
Bingo.
That's easy. You get 3 minutes, man. Yeah. How do you think we feel? Four hours of the ish. Fill. Are you kidding me? Come on.
So.
And it's the one constant has changed. I hate we are here again. The day of the 27-year of coaching veteran is over. That era is over. It's not an Arkansas thing. It's just the way the world works now. You don't have anybody staying anywhere forever.
In sport and in football, yes.
Yeah.
Baseball, I mean.
You've got Dave.
But baseball coaches seem to have more longevity.
Maybe they also have less pressure.
It's also a sport that's not taken as seriously around the country as as the other
right.
two.
Right.
I don't know. This was a grand experiment. This was a coach who came in and did everything completely differently. Was not a guy that had a tie to this place. I know we tried to paint that Danielle had relatives down in Southeast Arkansas.
That was such a stretch.
It was such a stretch.
Such a stretch.
He was a mercenary. They're all mercenaries now. Welcome to college life in 2024.
The media did a lot. Media's got a lot of explaining to do. The mainstream media on all these Danielle Musselman profiles that they did. It's a lot of explaining to do there.
Some of it wasn't Danielle's fault. I mean, she just look. You're the first lady of basketball. Put the smile on, and she was great. She really was great.
Give them you got to give them the sports rap lap dance. That's what you got to do, right?
She was great, but the media fell all over themselves for them,
will the next one too, and all the ones. And that's what they do.
Inevitably, it was going to end this way. So, it was fun. This year didn't go the way you thought. Now you're just gonna start over again.
Here's a text from Batesville on the McClarty Joe hotline. The best part of being an Arkansas fan is the coaching searches. There is an element of people who believe that is true. And I don't know if they're wrong.
He's the best coach since Nolan, right?
In men's basketball?
Yeah. Okay, so if we're talking about the last 50 years of Arkansas basketball, it's Nolan, Sutton, Musselman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie and Nolan are Hall of Famers. Musselman isn't. So, it was a nice run. He was handed a couple of NBA players.
Yes.
And he won with them. Yeah. He recruited a couple of NBA players. He won with them. And, now he's gone. So
I know you don't agree with me on this, but I can't ignore, again, the fact that this breaks on the 30th anniversary of the program's only national championship. That stings. Look, I knew he was going to leave. I don't care. But for it to become official when they could have done this all day yesterday, but no, On the day, well, on the anniversary of Dana Altman quitting after a day, they could have done this. But no, all came together today. That bugs me.
If they interviewed yesterday, he was going to sleep on it tonight, give him his answer in the morning. There was no chance it was going to happen yesterday. I was in the building that night. I went to school there. I didn't know it was the 30th anniversary.
Well, I did.
I had no idea until somebody pointed it out this morning.
Well, you hate the program. I mean, let's be honest.
Okay. I mean, 25th anniversary, probably would have known. 50th, probably will know.
30 years ago tonight, the retired Rube ran up and down our street like a lunatic screaming. Ran in my room screaming. Oh, we won it! We won!
30 years ago tonight.
And you know what? He's right. He'll never see another one. None of us will.
30 years ago tonight. $52 worth of adult material was put on the 4029 credit card. That I do remember.
I wonder, are those records, where's the receipts on that over in
when we got yanked into Cliff's office and got yelled at for that? That was not fun.
I've been yelled at.
Was it less fun than this?
I've been yelled at in my life. I've never been yelled at like that.
All right. Let's go to the McLarty Daniel hotline. Let's hear from the people, Zach. I mean, they are the Razorbacks.
That's a good idea.
They're the fans. Ethan in Russellville is up first. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I first want to say I'm thankful that Musk got us to the point that he got us to. But let me say something real quick. I'm going to ask you guys this, and it's a serious question. If we had not beaten Kansas in the NCAA tournament, and we'd not beaten Gonzaga, would people still feel the same? With the conference record that we've had the last couple of years, would people still feel the same way about Eric Musselman?
No, but you did. It's like saying, if Nolan didn't beat Duke, are we still going to think Nolan's the greatest coach we've had?
Everybody's opinion is tainted by whether the guy wins or loses. I mean, that's just the way it is. Right. And they're with you until you lose, and they're not with you anymore. That's true anytime.
But my only point is, I mean, there are upsets in the NCAA tournament, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make the winning coach a better coach than the losing coach?
I see your point. Yeah. It is. He had success in a somewhat random sporting event, the March Madness tournament. Yep.
Exactly. And then the rest of the season, I wouldn't call it a success, would you?
In the last 60 SEC regular season games, Ethan, he went 30-30. So you're
exactly.
Ethan, let me ask you this. Do you think Eli Manning is an NFL Hall of Famer? I'm going a long way around to make a point. Think he's an NFL?
I think he's a
borderline
only because he won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, he was 9-7 in both of those seasons in a wild card team. But he's going to the Hall of Fame because he won two Super Bowls. So the postseason matters.
Let's go, and we'll go even further than that. Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Namath wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame if he doesn't win Super Bowl III. You're right.
Yep.
But my point is, would he have left if he hadn't won those two games, or would we be looking for another coach?
No.
Still.
I don't think so.
I don't know if they'd have fired him if they hadn't won those games because, he did get to the second weekend in one instance. They beat Gonzaga in the Sweet 16. It was round of 32 with Kansas. So there was enough to keep,
it was something they hadn't done in 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
But postseason wins are weighted more than the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the legacy. That's why, until this year when he just, whatever happened there. Devo Davis as an iconic status around here because, he beat ORU in that one game. He took over the Kansas game. I mean, these are the things that happened on the biggest stage.
And I agree. And I know I'm not trying to badmouth Musselman. I'm thankful for everything he did for us. But the stick got old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always does.
The stick got old.
Yep.
And I'm ready to move on. And I don't really, I mean, I don't know who we're going to get better. But I can promise you this, I want somebody that wants to be here.
Yep.
Well, they all want to be here when they sign on the dotted line.
Yeah.
It's when you sort of pull back the curtain and see what's behind it and what it's going to take that sometimes, feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. I know they say we're having trouble with NIL money and we can't raise enough. How many coaches, no matter what they make, because we can pay a coach. I mean, Arkansas can be able to pay a coach top money. But if they can't get the players, are they going to come here? Because A coach, more than anything, if he's worth his weight in gold, wants to win, period.
Yeah, Ethan, that's
so what are we going to get?
Well, Ethan, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that's the thing. The thing is not it is not about Arkansas salary. That is not a problem. It is not a money issue there. What has to happen is the candidate, whoever it is, has to be able to get the Hunt family to continue to pour in or start again pouring NIL money into Razorback basketball. And maybe there's someone out there who can bring in a little Central Arkansas money. You know, there's a high financial institution down there that has that maybe wants to. And if you could combine, if you can get Stevens money and Hunt money in the NIL, well, now we're talking about something. This is not about going cheap on a coach from a salary standpoint. Whoever it is, they got to get all the NIL stuff.
Well, you've also got to get them to agree. And that could be the...
That could be tricky, yes.
Really, there are
a lot of chefs in this kitchen,
right? It's
one
thing that's for them to pledge money to you if you can spend it the way you want.
Right.
If they want an equal part say, well, then now we're having issues.
There are a lot of chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that is going to make this a very interesting time period, however long it is. Days, a week, I don't know. 10 days, whatever it is. But if you get the right person that people are excited about, they'll open up the big money people. I'm not talking about these $25 a holler things on the NIL on the collective or whatever. As we've said here again for months, you got to get whales. If the whales are on board, well, with the right person, I mean, you may have something.
So very under the radar because of all the news that went on here. University presidents got together in the past couple of weeks and have drafted a proposal because they don't believe that the current college model is sustainable, that we are heading towards mass bankruptcies in college athletics. Yeah. So they have drafted a proposal to kind of get all of this under wraps. So what you may be able to do is maybe you hire the guy you want, you kind of you do the best you can, and then when the new rules kick in, you're back in play.
Yeah.
No, it's again, you've got to have hindsight's 20/20. What's foresight? 2900. I mean, you've got to have some kind of feeling for what's going to happen. And this is where your athletics director's connections come in. What's everybody thinking? How we voting? How we doing this? Where your conference commissioner better be a leader. That clown. I mean, all he cares about is lining his pockets.
Well, he loves Houston so much. All of his suggestions come from Houston. Is Rudy Tomjanovich still alive?
No.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Okay, well, never mind. Mike D'Antoni?
Mike D'Antoni's still around. Okay. Yeah, he's coaching in the NBA, I think.
There you go. All right. They're running a fun and up-tempo system. All right. I'm just joking around about that. Don't take any of that seriously. Okay, John in Little Rock on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, John.
Howdy, how are we doing today?
Howdy.
Lots of fun. At least keeps the dead period alive between football starting, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it's something
to do.
We thought we'd be talking about the Final Four. I had a room booked down in Arizona for this. But,
Now you're just booking for Omaha and damning us all.
I looked at them today.
Very stable, super regional, so I appreciate that.
I looked at the rooms today, by the way. If you book for the entire 2 weeks, which you should, you'll get a better rate. So go early, book early.
Stay early.
Do it now.
And you do that, then we can, definitely have an advantage in the Jello shot contest.
Yeah, you got to win that.
I love when they win that.
Got to win that.
So exciting.
Absolutely. Listen, I want to go ahead and put a proposal on the table to go ahead and ban the month of April for the University of Arkansas. I don't think anything good happens there.
Oh, but you won the national title 30 years ago tonight, John.
Yeah, and so what is the anniversary present for that when the head coach leaves on the same day? Because we've already got a Chad Morris candle, so I don't know what else to get.
DQ, what is the 30th anniversary present?
I mean, look.
Okay.
Well, it's a 30th anniversary present and a divorce at the same time.
Yes,
I mean, we're wrapping it all up in once.
Every kiss begins with K.
Hell of a day.
Pearl.
Yeah. Oh, Pearl. Yeah. You know what? Oh, my God. You know what that means? Bruce
We've already had one shirtless coach. We don't need another shirtless coach.
Bring Bruce.
If they get Bruce, failed. I'll take my shirt off.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Listen,
I want to go televangelist real quick on y'all if I can.
Okay.
To Razorback Nation, because I feel somebody out there and they're lost. It's the 30th anniversary. They're sitting around in their jean shorts. They've had Scotty's shot on a loop on YouTube. They're drinking their beer and they're smoking their cigarettes and they have an idea. And I'm here to tell you the Lord does not want Nolan Richardson to come back for a year while we sit back and look for a coach. I know you're out there. I know you're thinking it. It's not going to happen. It is against nature, which means it's a high probability that the University of Arkansas will probably do it, and you'll get your wish anyway. But, you know, let's see if we can win this press conference, I guess, because I think Yerichek kind of fumbled quite a few things last week. Let's get the big money people in there and let them, you know, look at the coaches and don't give too much weight to the bathing suit contest. Let's go on content and let's bring the best man in here and hopefully we can get right again for the first time in God knows how long. Either that or I think we should just start holding festivals in April to see what's going to explode at the University of Arkansas, and we can make it a week-long event, have beer, crafts for the kids. Mm. It'll be fun.
Well, John, there is a possibility, you know, if they don't hire before, you know, the eclipse on Monday, I mean, we all may die. So
that's true. The
cicadas, this could be it.
The cicadas are coming out. So who knows?
When that is the thing that everybody is kind of holding on to as their hope, you know, we've reached the depths. So maybe the world will fall apart before then and they won't make fun of us on ESPN. Yeah. But who cares? Anyway, have fun with the rest of it. It'll be a good, interesting 2 to 3 weeks or however long this takes, and waiting for the conspiracy theories to come on.
Okay, John. Thank you. John in Little Rock with us here.
Let's do it. It's Pearl. It's got to be, right?
Pearl, 30th anniversary. Oh. Pearl. I see your Alex Jones wheel spinning here.
Oh, man. They are.
I see it.
Okay. All right.
Zakanon is in full effect over here, right? Next, you're going to tell us you're going to Dealey Plaza because JFK Jr. is coming back to declare himself president. He won.
That's not until May.
Okay. All right. Good.
We do that when it's warm out.
All right. Oh, I love conspiracy theory radio. It's so much fun.
I heard the best thing about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories are for people who don't know how things work. That's what conspiracy theories are. No, yeah. DQ's got her. Birds aren't real. She doesn't understand birds. They're migratory things.
Bruce.
Oh, he'd play well here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas, sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th. Save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Tier.
Now we got baseball tonight out of Baum. Mississippi's in town. Oh, by the way, Mississippi's in town. They're 18-12, riding a 4-game losing streak. They lost to Memphis on Tuesday.
About to be 5, brother.
First pitch to the up, gone their way to 49-7, as I told you.
First pitch tonight, 6 p.m. We're on the air at 5:30 with the Dugout Show.
Man, you'll be more insufferable than McPherson if they go 49-7. I swear,
49-7, and they'll lose no games on their way to the College World
Perfection.
Series. They won't lose
El Perfecto.
Well, everything will be here, and yeah.
Let's see. If they won them all the wins you need if you go through the winners bracket. Let's see. It's 3-2. That's 5, and then 3 is 8, and then 2. It's 10. You got to win 10 games without going through the losers bracket.
So they're going 59-7.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And the victory lap.
I told you in February they would go 59 wins.
There are 2 days. There are 2 days in the history of the show you do not want to listen. Actually, it's 6 days. But I'll find
Notre Dame week.
No, you do not want to be here Notre Dame.
I'm already taking that week off.
I
will not be here.
It is the week leading up to, and then that Monday. Oh, God, you don't want to be here Monday. I will be insufferable.
I won't be here. I quit.
Then,
I'm not doing that.
If they win the national title, as I predict, and go 59-7,
yeah. There you go.
You will come and everybody will kiss the ring. We'll open the doors. You can come in. You can tell me how great I was. Anyway, you can hear the game on selected ESPN Arkansas stations. You can also listen to it on hitthatline.com and the Hit That Line app, which got a tune-up today.
It did?
It did.
Let me look at those.
It's not visually, but audio. Got a little tune-up today. So we're feeling
better.
Sounds
good.
We're feeling better. Anyway.
Joking around.
6 o'clock tonight for win number. I guess they'll be 25-3 after tonight. 27-3.
Yep. Hagan Smith is not. I mean, he's dialed in. They're not. Best of luck tomorrow for Ole Miss. Tomorrow and Saturday is when you can try and make some hay. You're not making any hay tonight.
Your Unlimited Heat and Air poll questions on X, brought to you by our good friends over at Unlimited Heat and Air. 479-225-8809 for all of your heat and air needs. We're in the final four of our other stuff bracket. Football or thin crust pizza? 77.6% of you said football. Brunettes or hamburgers? I think we can pencil in football versus brunettes.
Is that the
63.9% of you like brunettes?
The final is tomorrow. Oh, hold on. We're being told that the Brazil thing may be fake, so I'm efforting that.
I can't find anything.
All right.
Online about it.
I retract whatever it was I said. what is more satisfying?
I saw it.
Lines in your carpet after vacuuming, or lines in your line? There's a music. Lines in the mirror, lines in her face. She pretended not to notice. She was caught up in the race.
Life in the fast lane.
What? Did you hit the bell? I was quoting Don Henley.
Yes. And Glenn Frey.
And Glenn Frey. Life in the Fast Lane. Eagles.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that you have no musical taste. Although I will give you credit. You enjoyed Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons this afternoon with us. 90% of you like lines on your lawn. Is that collection of boxes in your garage or attic your personal archive? 78.1% of you said yes. Cats. Are they pets or squatters? 82.2% of you said squatters. And let's say you're being held for ransom. Would you ask to up the price to improve your value if you felt your ransom was too low? 62.4% of you said yes. Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls, brought to you by our friends at Unlimited Heat and Air in Springdale. 479-225-8809. Now, I would like to address one text from JT in Hot Springs.
Mm.
And he was trying to be funny. If Arkansas beats Notre Dame, would we have to take my shoelaces? No, absolutely. Okay, listen. We're playing a different game up there than you are, okay? This is going to be an ass-kicking. I'm telling you 500 days in advance. You don't want to be there, and you certainly don't want to be around me, because I'm going to let every one of you know. I will be in that stadium, and I will let every one of you know. This ain't Vanderbilt, boys. This ain't Vanderbilt. These are men. My coach is good. Love me some Marcus.
Until he loses, then he's not your guy anymore.
No, right, of course.
That's how it works. That's the nature of the relationship.
No, when they fire Ryan Day and he goes to Ohio State, I hate him.
I have to talk about what the suits are saying about the Hunter video, and we'll get to that in a moment. Jason and Rogers has texted in. You know, this hasn't been mentioned, but the video doesn't happen if John Fagg is still, advising on the Hill. That is 1,000% true. Nothing stupid ever happened on his watch. With the marketing and the organizational flow of Razorback Athletics. But, man, since he left, it has been like, it's people have been running around with their lampshade on their head. Like, it's been dumb, some of the things they've done over there. That's a good point, and I appreciate that point. very much. Here's a text out of the 479. Anyone but Beard. Okay. So we value all opinions here at Ruskin and Zach. So thank you so much for that. Let's see here. Yeah, the Brazil thing is fake. So we're retracting the Brazil thing. Is that what we're doing in the decision? Where's the decision desk on this?
I am retracting the bad information that Derek gave me.
I saw it. It looked real to me.
You gave me the information. I ran with it. You didn't stop me. It's his fault. That's a very must way of approaching things, isn't it?
What, that I blame you?
Yeah, blame
that you blame me?
Yeah,
yeah, that's a true thing. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
So that's not real, right?
I don't know. I took your word for it.
I can't find anything.
Okay. So we're going to retract that. We're going to walk that back. Whatever they say on election night when they screw stuff up, and they do it a lot. And I don't care what channel you're on. They do it a lot. We're going to walk that back. And we will just have two pieces of information. Battles in the portal, according to CBS, and Muss is gone.
Here's a great theory from BE. How about we screw Missouri and take Dennis Gates?
Yeah.
Wait for it. He's the only coach to go 0-18.
That would go very well.
By the way,
an excellent idea.
For you Missouri people, you got the number 3 quarterback in the high school ranks to commit to you today. So congratulations, Missouri fan.
All right. It was not from his actual account. Okay, we're told on go. The Brazil thing, so we got that wrong. Now, let me tell you about this video. Because here's what... So, there are people like us who don't care about, getting to be on the Hunter Yurecek's Christmas card list and all that crap. And then there's the establishment. And you all know who the establishment is. We don't have to explain and go through names and stuff. And so they have to carry themselves differently than we do because, they're addicted to the access. They want to be able to text with the AD or call him or, have him on their show or whatever the case may be. So the establishment has created the narrative, Zach, that the video was designed all along and that the "you're still here" was more of not like establishing that you're still here, but more of saying, "I can't believe you're still here. Leave." This is what they're saying. Now, this was all by design.
Now, when you say the establishment, we're talking about the TV people and the carry the water print people,
the mainstream media.
Okay. Yes, I've come around to the idea that Yurecek going on that podcast was simply his way of sort of, I don't want to say sounding the alarm bells or getting to the point where he's just like telling Musselman, look, I don't care if you're here or not, and I'll say it publicly. I've come around to that idea that that's plausible. I'm not sure that the video was that well thought out. The podcast, I think, had a little bit more thought, not a lot, but a little bit more behind him than the video. I think the video was an attempt to be somewhat snarky because you don't do that and then he leaves. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if that's what sells, that's what, you're...
Well, this is the company line now.
Right.
The company line is, oh, he knew what he was doing the whole time. He knew what he was doing the whole time.
Jody wants to know if we have a Musk candle yet.
It's en route.
I am working on one.
Yeah, we're working on
it. I have made... If you have one, look, we're happy to take all your Musk stuff.
Here's my problem, though, with the talking point that Hunter knew what he was doing the whole time with the video. He admitted on the record he didn't know what he was doing. No, he said we kind of cobbled it together with old stuff and my team helped out and it was just a humorous thing. Like he admitted on the record. This is the problem with this conspiracy theory, all right? He admitted that this was kind of a half-assed thing. Like it was not thought out very well. So then you're telling me he lied then and he's going to just, he thought the whole thing out. I don't think he's that bright. So I don't believe in that theory. I still think it was one of the dumber things to do that I've seen.
We're still getting people that are on the Chris Beard thing. Let me give you a better suggestion than Chris Beard because Chris Beard comes with baggage. Will Wade is an easier sell because the things that he's accused of are legal now.
Yes, they are.
So other than the fact that he's probably, a shady dude, they all are, but I think you could sell Will Wade coming off a 30-3 year going to the tournament at McNeese State
and it would be, you wouldn't have to do as much work.
Well,
so I think that makes perfect sense. But again, everybody's pointing at the top names available. That hasn't been Hunter Yurecek's MO.
Yeah.
He's always gotten a guy that's been a little bit below the radar.
Uh-oh.
What?
Someone else got by the Brazil thing.
Okay.
Someone else.
Okay.
On TV.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I found it. It's the account that I was basing that off of has 13 followers. So, yeah, that's not legitimate. So we will be walking that back moving forward. By the way, people in the know at a couple of media outlets are saying there's a legitimate chance with the beard thing.
Okay.
There's the legitimate thing. So it could very well happen. DQ is very much opposed to them hiring Chris Beard, but it is there are outlets indicating that this is not just, you know, people wishing and hoping because he said nice things. There may be some legitimacy to this. So stand by on that. Wouldn't that be something if he throws out the first ball at one of these Ole Miss games? Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something? While they play Baby Shark on the PA at Baum Walker Stadium? That'd be something, wouldn't it? That would be like a hog. Like there would be men who would, like, cry. It would be such a beautiful moment for Razorback fans. You know, like, they would shed a tear of all of that stuff put together.
Oh, and the baseball team play the music from The Natural as he walks to the mound as steely-eyed Dave Van Horn. First of all, never works out. They couldn't even get the lighting right at Musselman's press conference. You're giving them way too much credit.
If all of these things occurred with, I don't want to make that joke. I'm
sorry. No, please don't.
I don't want to do it. It involved ED medicine. No, we don't need to go down that road today. We don't need to do that today.
No.
The whole world is watching. We don't need to do that today. All right. It is. What am I going to do with all these bobbleheads?
Skeeter's right. He's correcting me. Dennis Gates went 0-19, not 0-18.
That's right.
So yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, that's right.
But boy, what a steal that would be.
Here's someone who, I guess, banked their retirement on Musselman bobbleheads. They have 5 of them, and they sent us a picture. Luckily, we only have one, so and it's not in in-box mint condition. Is that what's the term on that? In-box?
Mint in box.
Yeah, ours is opened, and I thought about smashing it a couple times today. I'm not going to lie to you people because I like you, but I'm gonna keep it around. We need to be a reminder. What we don't need to do in this country is we don't need to tear our statues down. We need to remember history. We don't need to destroy artifacts from the past. We need to remember history.
What's that made of? You think we could stick some pins in it?
Oh, you want to blow it up?
No.
Like a Bartman ball?
No, more like a voodoo doll.
Picture this. A cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
A week from Sunday, Billy Joel's special on CBS, After the Masters. You wanna know by now. You wanna know he's fantastic. By now. Hackensack.
There's a special about him?
He's doing, it's his 100th concert at MSG. They recorded it like a week or two ago, and they're airing it on CBS a week from Sunday after the Masters, the final round of the Masters.
Ugh.
It's going to be great. Billy Joel 100 at MSG. It's going to be fantastic.
He is terrific.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Billy
Joel. No. I mean, I love it. Here's the thing that I do with Billy Joel here, and we'll get back. Musselman's leaving. Battle's leaving, according to CBS. Yeah. The Brazil story is fake. Okay. We're caught up? Good. All right.
I think we're caught up.
Chuck Barrett's coming up at 5 o'clock, 866-285-4005. Here's the thing about Billy Joel, is you'll get into your rotation of the songs you like, and then occasionally you try one you never heard before, and you're like, damn, I've been missing out on Miami 2017, too, this whole time.
Really good. He's really good, and his catalog is deep.
That's the problem with all of these musicians that I've started listening to. They have too much music.
Yeah.
I'm the type of person that if I get into an artist, I need to know every single song. Like every album, B-sides, unreleased. I need to know all of that.
Yeah. Okay, so outtakes.
Then there's like so much music to absorb. You need
live albums.
I hate them.
You need to you need to deep dive into the Beatles, but you don't need to do the stuff. Hold on.
I can't get into them.
Well, you need to do the stuff after they started taking drugs. Which is Sgt. Pepper forward.
Sgt. Pepper to the end.
There's only like four albums.
Okay. There you go.
I think I've heard one Beatles song that I enjoy.
Which one?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Phew. There's one that I was like, this is okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's the update. Now I want to talk about DQ for a second. Okay. Because I became aware of a piece of information during the break that I think you should all know. Okay. In spite of DQ wearing the Ole Miss shirt, and again, why are you wearing the Ole Miss shirt for the people who are wanting to
in
know?
In protest, not because of baseball. I do not like Chris Beard. Okay. I do not respect him as a person. I will not respect the U of A athletic department if they hire him.
Okay. Okay. That is fair, and I respect your opinion on that. But here's what DQ is doing. So all day, Brian in Ozark is calling trying to get on the air.
Yeah.
DQ keeps hanging up on him.
Yeah, she keeps hanging up on him.
DQ,
yep,
doing the Lord's work. Thank you, DQ. Thank you.
DQ wanted you to know that this hour of the Ruskin and Zach Show is brought to you, Brian and Ozark Free, by Cards. If you're looking for a company to dispose of your waste responsibly, Cards Recycling is your best option in Arkansas. No job too big or too small. Cards does it all. Call 877-59-CARDS. Cards Recycling is the official residential and recycling company of the Ruskin and Zach Show. They'll take your trash out like Brian.
That's right. You got to love Brian trying to yuck our yum on a big Arkansas sports day. Not going to happen, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I respect his effort, but Brian, you're not welcome here.
Boom, 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 boom.
Also, just learned this fun fact.
All right.
We think Purdue's a pretty good basketball team, right?
I believe
so. You know how many transfers they've had in the NIL era?
No.
Two.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, homegrown talent.
That's correct.
There you go.
Including the presumptive National Player of the Year, Zach Edey.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I think it's important to be you know, Kevin Bacon, all is well, appear calm in these situations. Just because they don't have a coach at this minute doesn't mean that next year they will have no roster and it's going to be they're not starting from no one can. You have to be really bad to start from zero in this era of college athletics. Because here's how this is going to go down. They're going to get a candidate that someone with some NIL money is in favor of. So you're going to have an NIL budget to spend. And that person's going to get to work right away. And put it, Alabama in the Final Four has 9 players who weren't there last year.
Well,
9.
Depending on who you get, he may bring players with him.
Yes.
And your roster may round out real fast.
Yes.
The questions I have is they got 2 guys signed out of high school. What happens to them? One of them is a Southern California kid. My guess is that he will probably get out of his NLI here and go to SC if Eric Musselman wants him. And there's a ripple effect here. That I don't think, you know, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this, but one of the things Musselman wouldn't do or had sort of, he doesn't have great relationships with high school basketball coaches in the state of Arkansas.
No.
And when I say he doesn't have great relationships, he has no relationships with a lot of them. Whoever the new coach is, there's really good talent in this state that you can pick up quickly.
Yep.
And you can round that roster out with Arkansas kids who are 4 stars or better. Look,
Tucker Anderson's in the portal, man. Hello.
Oh yeah, he's going to Tennessee.
Maybe.
Now here, but think about this. And you know these guys as well as I do. Isaiah Seely's over here at Springdale. That's a 4-star. Yeah. And Musselman wouldn't talk. It didn't want anything to do with him. Cortland Mulder's over at Harbor High School. He's a 3-star. Robinson down at Bryant. Terrion Burgess at Benton. Those are all kids that are 3 and 4 stars that are ready to go here in the state of Arkansas.
Let me put you on the spot for a minute. Uh-huh. All right. Are you ready to be put on the spot?
I'm ready to
Here's
be put
the
on
spot.
Yep.
Okay. Let's role play. They hire Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Can Beard get Seely?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you know a little secret.
Yes, sir.
I watch Isaiah Seely every night, and yes, he is a gifted player. He's not a polished player, but he is a very gifted player. He will probably by the end of this summer when he's done with AAU ball, he'll be a 5-star.
Okay.
6'6", 6'7" combo guard. He can go.
He is literally playing home games 3 miles from this chair that I'm in.
Yes. He can
That's
go.
That's a priority.
He can go.
Now, I think I know, I don't think I'm telling tales, and someone can text in and if I'm wrong about this, in the coaching fraternity, because we know coaches. You know, Beard has had his issues away.
Mm-hmm.
But at his core, he is a ball coach.
That's correct.
And he is a guy. If he's the guy, and I'm not saying they've hired him, but if it is Beard, Beard is a guy who will show up at, he will ingrain himself in high school basketball in Arkansas because he likes to talk ball with coaches. Well,
he also has relationships with the top two kids in the state in the next class, Sealy and Burgess. Mm-hmm. And he's got relationships with them. Those are two kids that I don't want to say they're not going to be a hard sell. You've got a lot of work to do there, but man, they're homegrown kids and they're here. And they can play. And that's the other thing is that you're not just recruiting them. This isn't, this isn't a three-star out of Little Rock that Mike Anderson liked and was buddies with his dad. That's not happening. These are guys that are nationally recruited. Gustavo Fring down at Texas wants Sealy bad.
Yeah.
Like real bad.
Yeah.
And it would make sense. And if you get a guy in here that understands recruiting high school kids, man, there's a bumper crop of talent in this state coming.
To me, in my brain, it's like it's the hospitality room test. And what do I mean by that? If you're a sitting head coach, are you in and out when you're visiting stuff and not really there? Or is it the hospitality room test where you see a sitting D1 coach, over in a corner at a tournament in the hospitality room talking with another coach? Are you putting in the work? I think, I may be wrong, but if they had Beard, I think he would be part two. He wouldn't be, he's got an ego, but he's not like, pompous about it, right?
Yeah.
Like he would put the work in. He's a coach. He's got issues, sure. He's had issues.
The fact that the number 30 player in the country, played at Little Rock Central, and that it was never going to happen. That Anner Boateng, who can, I always say, the kid can go. I mean, he can flat go.
It's akin to the Lindsey thing up here.
It was never going to happen.
Yeah, it's unforgivable.
Anner Boateng would have been a guy that next year probably would have been a role player, but could give you good quality minutes.
Right.
He could do a lot of things. I don't say this very often about high school kids, but Springdale played them in the tournament two tournaments ago, and we beat them. And I was like, yeah, he's kind of a one-trick pony. He's 6'5", and he just kind of overpowers people. This year, he's got the full game, man. He can step back. He can take you off the dribble. He can handle. He can play defense. That kid got better as the year went on, and somehow he wound up at Missouri.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the calls here. 866-285-4005. Here we go. Fake Wally's on the
phone.
Hey, Fake Wally, what's going on, man?
Worried about you.
Hey, yeah, life comes at you fast. Had some things to deal with. But when I heard my girl DQ take a stand, I felt like it was time to call in, give her some support. I stand with her fist in air on the Chris Beard opinion. Want to give a few thoughts on Eric Musselman first, and then a little on Chris Beard. Musk did a lot of great things here. But if you think about it, his forte, where he was ahead of his time, was getting all those transfers when hardly anybody was doing it. Now everybody's caught up. So we don't know if Musk had already hit his peak anyway.
Yep.
But I was really hoping for Musk that he'd go to SMU and they'd have Craig James show him around. Since he killed five hookers, I thought Musk could be the sixth. But anyway, glad he's gone. On to Chris Beard, besides the domestic abuse stuff, if you look at his record post-Final Four, it's been pretty apt. He, at Texas Tech, the 2 years after the Final Four, he won 18 games each year. So I know he got there and did great, but since then, it's been 18, 18, 20, and 20 at Ole Miss. And you say to yourself, Ole Miss won 10 games the year before and Chris Beard won 20 this year. Well, you know what? In Kermit Davis's first year, you know how many games he won at Ole Miss? 20. They won 11 the year before and fired Andy Kennedy midseason. So, last thing on that, U of A, if you look traditionally at our history, guys, when have we had the most success in almost every sport? It's when we've hired coaches 45 years or younger that were still on the come up for their career, whether it be Eddie, Nolan, Houston Nutt, Lou Holtz, Ken Hatfield, Frank himself, John McDonald, Norm DeBrien, Dave Van Horn, 42, right? So guys and even some of the lady coaches, Shauna Essence Taylor is one, Courtney Dipel's another, coaches that have had a little bit of success at other programs where you saw the potential, and then that potential reached its full, you know, at its apex here. You look at when we've stolen coaches that were already at P5 schools, you know what happened? Nothing. Brett Bielema, 50-year-old, yeah, he's gone 12-1 at Wisconsin and washed out here. Mike Anderson, as much as I love Mike, was 50. We were his second P5 school in what happened. You know? So I'd much rather take a chance and follow our past history. Oh, and don't throw Stan Heath at me. He was a one-hit wonder, had 1 year of success.
So, he had a Pro Football Hall of Famer on that team at Kent State, too.
I mean, that helped. Yeah. He was the flavor of the week.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, again, we look at the history. There's 15 or 20 coaches that have done really well, but we hired them young,
yeah,
and that was Frank's forte, is recognizing that and then hiring them. And, like, even some of the ones that Jeff Long hired since then, you know, it's an important hire for Hunter in that he's kind of at 500, right? He did good with Musselman in the short term and kind of and with Pittman, and so it's an important one, but is the baggage with Beard worth it when there's good coaches out there? This isn't open heart surgery. And I think sometimes we treat it like that. You know, there's a lot of good coaches out there that, you know, people just, they get passed over or we overlook them. How many times, like, people are like, man, we should have gone with Lane Kiffin instead of Sam Pittman. You know?
I mean,
to me,
this is the best.
Will Wade is kind of the Lane Kiffin of basketball. Everyone hated him, and now everyone loves him, you know?
Yeah. He was ahead of his time.
Who knows?
Yeah. No,
but, hey, sorry I haven't been around so much, but I'll try to keep in better touch. And coaching searches are always fun, too, you know? So we got the house cleaned out. We got the riffraff who didn't want to be here gone. But let's just hope they make a right choice. And, again, DQ, I stand with you all the way, and we can find another team to root for if we have to. Take care, guys.
That'll be what we do then. If they hire Beard, we'll have, like, DQ is rooting for the Rockies. We'll find her another college team to root for. She'll go to the portal.
Who do your Rockies got tonight?
I don't think they play.
Don't answer for her.
I'm sorry.
I want to make her a true fan.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
DQ, they don't play. Just say that.
They don't play today.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that's right. Got it.
Tomorrow they are, who are they got? Oh, home opener tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah. Back in Denver.
Time. Okay.
That should be warm.
Nelson and Harrison on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Nelson, hello.
Hey, guys. I'm just glad that we didn't get yo-yoed around, you know, here with Musk. Go to USC. Yeah, I mean, I really don't hope they do good, but I hope he has a happy life and he's content. Because like Ruskin, I agree with you, Ruskin. With what he put out there, bury the hatchet, call it over. You know, that's good enough for me.
I'm not here for this be a bigger man stuff.
No, you don't like this?
I don't like this.
You want to get down in the grease?
I want to be petty. You know, we can be petty for 24 hours.
I just want to do this. I'm with Zach on this thing. Don't go after Chris Beard. It's going to be the romance. It's going to be the Gus Malzahn effect. Don't do it. Go after Will Wade. The dude got in trouble for something that's totally legal now, and he's a good coach. So just go with that. And this is my Hunter, your take. You know, now this is just me showing my sense of humor. If neither one of them work, go get Dickie Nutt and bring that Little Rock money up here, and we got it all figured out.
All right, that's Nelson and Harrison here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline on Ruskin and Zach.
I'm not with you guys yet on being the bigger person. I'm not.
Okay, you want to get down in the grease.
I'm sure I'll come around to it at some point, but I'm not there yet.
Okay.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right, Lee, we got baseball. We got a lot of stuff going on here, all right? One of the busier days we've had. Thank God it's on a Thursday. All right, yeah. So let's bring in Chuck Barrett now, voice of the Razorbacks and our radio pal by court appointment here on Thursdays here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Chuck. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Busy day, huh?
Busy day.
First things first, there's business. $30 million stolen from a Los Angeles security warehouse last night. Where were you?
Well, I don't know. I think the better question might be where are all the USC people? I mean, they evidently found some money all of a sudden.
There it is. All right, let me recap for those of you just joining us. Musselman's gone. He's going to USC. That's done. Battle is in the portal, according to CBS's John Rothstein. And now let's get to the fake stories that are going around the internet. There's a fake account that says Brazil coming back. There's no that's fake. We don't know one way or the other on that. And then there's another fake 247 guy that's gotten 41,000 impressions. So you might have seen this. That Jerome Tang is going to be the next coach here. That's from a fake account also. So you have two pieces of information, and we're sorting through the fake information as it comes through as well.
But other than that, nothing's going on.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And there's a baseball game in an hour. That's right.
Kind of an important one.
We're only, 2 hours into this? I'm sure there will be more fake news before it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so it's happening now. It is coaching search time. But before we move forward, Chuck, I just want your thoughts on Muss and him leaving and just the whole your whole impression of the whole thing.
Well, I feel worse for our fans, our people. I know that they feel like they've had the rug jerked out from under them. And I realize when a coach leaves like this that there are going to be people that, you know, bid you good riddance, and there are going to be people that view it a different way. We've not had very many coaches around here leave of their own accord. I'm going to guess Coach Hatfield was the last one that left on his own. And a lot of times, you know, when we dive into a coaching search, we're ready for one. We've been ready for one. This time, one's just been kind of thrust upon us. So I feel bad for our fans, bad for the people who've made an emotional investment in the Razorbacks, and certainly those who've made a financial investment as well. But even those whose investment's simply been emotional, I feel bad for them. Here's the thing. I enjoyed working with Muss. He was always professional. And I wish him well. I certainly, you know, don't wish him any ill at all. And I enjoyed every minute that I got to be around his basketball program. But he's not our coach anymore. And what happens out at USC is USC's business now. And honestly, I'll be truthful. When the season ended, I wondered if this would happen. I hoped it wouldn't. That would probably be the way that I could describe it the best. But it, you know, as you say, it's not just happening. I mean, it has happened, and he is their coach, and he is working the phones for them as we speak. So, I appreciate his time here. We saw some terrific heights while he was here, and the job's better because of the job he did, and we'll get a good coach.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you kind of a forward-thinking question. I think on the surface, you look at this and you go, there's not a comparison between the Arkansas job and the USC job. With USC jumping to the Big Ten, are we going to look back at this in a couple of years and go, okay, we kind of get why he did it? Or is this going to remain a head scratcher? Because like you said, it hasn't been very often that a coach has just pulled the rug out from underneath you and took off and left you kind of standing at the altar.
Well, I think that for those of us in Arkansas, and I said this on the Morning Rush today, for those of us in Arkansas, it's hard to comprehend California being a safe haven. But when you've spent some of the most meaningful years of your life there, and your family's there, and the people that you hang out with are there. Your friends are there. There is that safety aspect to it. And, you know, USC is about 10th on the pecking order in LA, USC basketball, rather. Musk can change it. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to put it up to the top, but here's part of the reason I always thought something like this job might be appealing to him. He doesn't have to be in the spotlight if he doesn't want to be. There's always going to be a bigger program out there to take the spotlight if he's ready to just step back. You can't step back at Arkansas. You just can't. Now, I'm not saying you can step back from the job at USC. You certainly cannot do that and be successful. But there's enough people to attract attention in Los Angeles. If you want to take 2 or 3 weeks away from the spotlight, you can do that. And I think that's where he wants to be. I've always thought that's where he wanted to be. I don't think he hated it here. I don't think he disliked it here. I think he liked it here. I just think that's the area that they want to be.
So now, Chuck, as Arkansas moves forward, you know, there is a leading contender, but this could be a smokescreen while they go talk to an actual contender. But there's a lot of things here. Do you have any kind of guess on not who it will be, but on like a timeline? Do you have any kind of idea what they might be thinking from a timing standpoint of when they could finish all this?
I don't think it'll be long, because I don't think anybody's really been caught off guard by this. My suspicion is that Hunter Yurecek is well along into this process and has been. We might see a culmination of it. Generally, you don't do it during the Final Four. But I think I don't think it's going to take very long, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, I think this is going to be a highly sought after job. It's the best job that's available out there right now. You know, Arkansas paid Muss, and you know, I'm glad we've had him. Don't get me wrong. But we paid Muss $4.2 million a year. That's the 12th highest salary among college basketball coaches. Of the 11 that have been in front of him, 9 have been to the Final Four. So he's one of only 3 of the top 12 coaches paid in America. He was one of only 3 that had not been to the Final Four. He was very fairly compensated, very fairly compensated in my judgment. And I don't mean that in a demeaning way at all. He earned every penny, and I'm glad he was here. But my point in saying all that is that this is an attractive job. We've shown we'll pay. Our fans have shown that they'll fill that arena. One of the reasons I think it hurts for people today is because they've invested so much in it, emotionally, financially, everything. And they will again if you get the right guy. And we'll hire a good coach. And look, this is thanks to Eric Musselman. This job's much more attractive today than it was 5 years ago.
Well, and you say that, like, when he got here, I mean, it would have been much more difficult for a coach to come in 6 years ago, and you're getting players handed to you, didn't have the player movement. So whoever's going to come in is certainly going to have the option to go into the portal and rebuild this roster. You know, the question surrounding the 2 kids that have signed their NLIs is real. Derek, how many of the guys do they have on the roster right now? 3? 4?
They've got Mark in Brazil.
Okay.
And then the 2 guys coming in, and then Cohen's committed, but that may be to Musselman.
Well, one thing that I do think you need to think about is this, and I don't know that this will come into play or not, but these kids that have all announced they're going into the portal, they've not signed or committed with anybody,
right?
Yep. With the exception of Pinion. And they're all still in Fayetteville. They're all going to school because they've got to be eligible wherever they decide to go. I don't know if the new coach goes and talks to those guys first or not. I don't know if you look at those players and you decide, well, he's not the guy we need. We need to go get somebody else. But I'm saying that things like this can come together very quickly. And if you hire the right guy, and clearly whoever you hire, it's not just a matter of hitting the ground running. You have to have been running already. You have to have gotten a head start. You have to have a plan in place. And it's got to work, because a popular coach has left and you're going to be the one to replace him. And everything you do is going to be compared against what the popular coach did before you. And that's just how sports works. So whoever they hire has got to come in here with a plan to get this thing going right away and field a good basketball team next year. You know, unfortunately, we're no longer in the era of, you know, I'm going to give you X number of years to rebuild. It's not like that anymore. Maybe it should be, but it's not. So I would imagine whoever they hire is going to have shown, have a plan in place to replenish this roster very quickly, because that's going to be imperative.
I also think, Chuck, that the whoever the coach is has to have NIL support. Otherwise, I mean, you can get any coach in here. It's just not going to work in this era. So that's an also. I also think that that's support that they have to get before you know you start going too far down the road with any candidate. You kind of check and say, hey, good, all right, we're set to continue these discussions, because it's so important these days.
Well, it's important to the coach, and if the school wants a certain coach and they know what the coach's requirements have been in that area, you know, they've got to make sure they can go out and get them. So, again, I think if you hire the right guy, I think a lot of that begins to flow. You know, if you don't, you know, they're all going to be looking for work.
Okay, so we were talking about this yesterday, and not a name, but give me a profile. What are you looking for in a coach?
Oh, that's difficult to say. You know, in because you get into personal preferences, but I think you have to have someone that has a proven track record of winning.
Okay.
First and foremost,
I'll tell you what I've said all along is you're looking for Nate Oates when he was hired at Alabama. You're looking for a guy that's got the proven track record of success. He's a young guy, a lot of energy, understands the portal. That's kind of what you're looking for.
Well, the game changes so quickly. You know, when Musk came into Arkansas, you had a lot of transfers, but you didn't have this portal. You didn't have this NIL. So this is the first coaching search that we've really gone through in what I would call the NIL era, where you've got to have some of that money lined up. You know, it's not just can we pay him X number of dollars. Do we have this much money lined up for him to spend when he gets here? So I'm sure all those things come into play.
Yeah. Chuck Barrett's with us. Your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. Again, some of you will be headed off to baseball coverage at the bottom of the hour.
Chuck, we talked it over. We're going to send you a camera for your weekly appearances. Are you good with that?
Nah, I don't know about that.
I told him he's not going to do it, and they're not even going to ask him to do it. So it's not it's a non-star.
Have you watched any of this?
I have not, no, okay. But I understand it's riveting. Oh, riveting viewing.
We have the ability to put any background we want behind us.
Yeah.
Yesterday, DQ was decked head to toe in Patagonia, and we put her in a Bob Ross painting.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
I was thinking, you know, like if you want to pop on the camera, I've got some thoughts on what your background could be.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk about it.
So that is that a soft no?
You know, semi-soft, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I think we in all of this have come some pretty clever ideas from the texters on the McLarty Daniel hotline, Chuck. What if for a certain tier of donation to the NIL collective, you get to track the plane? What about that?
You get to be the first to know.
Yes, that's right.
What if you get to, for another, maybe a higher donation, you actually get to be on the voting committee? You'd like the people's vote.
Well, think about what you could get for actually being on the plane that goes and gets the coach.
See, that's it. That was the next one. You could be on the plane.
I tend to believe that there may be some individuals that are in NIL that may be on that plane whenever it goes to pick up whoever it may be.
Chuck,
who knows?
Chuck, yeah. Russell at Mountain Home points out that we can run your camera off the same ankle tracker that the judge gave you.
So that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
So you don't have to worry about your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it'll all come in on the same signal or something like that. Yeah, so
just I'm thinking out loud here.
Yeah, we're just trying.
Thanks for that.
There you go. Yeah, so, I mean, there is obviously a lot going on, and we've got Chuck with us here as Arkansas begins a coaching search in this area. It is fascinating, you know, that you talk about all the different things that are in play, and who's to say, you know, at some point, you know, there'll be another search in years from now, maybe, and, you know, there may be a new set of parameters then, too, with college athletics or whatever this becomes, I guess.
Well, you know, one thing that I do think that Razorback fans should take stock in today. I mean, the same guy that hired Eric Musselman's going to hire this one too. And that was a pretty good hire. Now, you know, he was not a name that certainly was the first one mentioned. He was not a name that, you know, I heard a lot of fans say, you know, we got to go get Eric Musselman. But as it turned out, that was a home run hire. And I know it's not ended well, at least not the way everyone would like it to end. But that's how it works in this a lot of the time. Most of the time, the endings aren't good. When you fire somebody, we're ready for them to go. The only people that the ending's bad for is them. In this situation, it just feels bad, you know, all the way around from a Razorback perspective. But I have full confidence in Hunter to go hire a basketball coach.
Don't you?
I think he knows the game. I think he's a basketball guy.
Don't you think, Chuck, that there's still people that are in the mindset that you get a job and you hold it for a really long time, and that is not how college athletics works anymore. I mean, these are not, you know, the lifetime appointments they once were for these coaches.
Well, first off, I think you need to understand, and I don't mean this in any way, shape, or form, to put anybody down, but I've worked with a lot of coaches. These are not everyday people. You know, they don't set up roots and, you know, raise a family and stay there forever. These people are nomads. I mean, they are. You know, Muss has had 15 jobs in 9 states. I mean, the guys just wander the countryside coaching basketball. I mean, he really has. And that's how these people live. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. They've all lived very, very good lives by comparison. But that's how they work. They're always looking for the next challenge. They're always looking for the next thing to conquer. And when things aren't going right, some of them make the decision to move on right then. And but I don't view this as a situation where, you know, somebody made a bad decision, somebody showed somebody up, somebody needs to be blamed. I think this ran its course. Things like this sometimes run their course quickly, and Muss is that type personality. And that's, you know, why he's had as many jobs as he's had, because he's a coach. He's a nomad. He goes to the next challenge.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I know coaches. This is the way they are. They are single-minded in their pursuit of winning, and everything. In a lot of cases, everything else kind of takes a backseat to winning and accomplishing their goal. They're not like us, where we can sit on the couch for a Saturday afternoon and do nothing. That would drive them insane.
Well, you know, I'll use Muss as an example. A lot of people have said over the last few days, well, you know, $4 million doesn't go as far in L.A. as it does in Arkansas. No, it does not. But I don't think he cares. He's got plenty of money. And I can tell you, of all the coaches I've worked with, he's probably the least obsessed with money of any of them, at least outwardly. I've never seen him in anything but a T-shirt and gym shorts. I mean, he's not an extravagant guy. And he wants to, I mean, he chases that high from winning. That's just what he does. And fortunately for us, during the 5 years he was here, you know, we enjoyed some really, really good times. And now it's up, and you got to find the next guy to help us enjoy those times.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.